I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's a Blossoms podcast. It's a Blossoms
podcast. It's a
Blossoms podcast.
Live from Blossoms HQ.
Hello.
Ooh,
so much better. How are you doing?
You all right?
That's great, that.
Yeah, sound.
Just having a leek and potato cup of soup for breakfast.
Nice. How is that?
Not ideal.
Scale on 1 to 10.
2.
Well, hopefully.
Number 2 for you.
This could be better.
Today, I'm straight into it.
Today I've brought something with me, which I like going through my phases, and cooking isn't one of them, but arancini is. So I like cooking arancini.
So not cooking as a whole, just arancini.
Sometimes for me, I either follow a recipe to every detail and it goes right or it goes wrong. Most of the time it goes wrong. This time it's gone right, so I'll just keep making this when I want it, you know what I mean? Mm. So, yeah, I have a arancini for us all today. A risotto based. Oh,
thank you. I said arancini, amagini part two.
Yeah, yeah. So, I just like making arancini. We had it, I think, at Avola, however you pronounce it, and we're thoroughly impressed.
Atavola. I went on Friday, actually.
It's good, isn't
it? The spinach one. Or the Nduja. Yeah,
yes.
Nduja what?
Spinach for me.
Nduja, miss me.
No.
Give it a go, man.
What risotto is it?
Do the theme, man.
What theme?
Giving up the toast.
Giving up the toast.
Oh, shit.
Jesus. I thought that's what you'd done
it
for.
Yeah, no, come on. This is...
No, I have. But I forgot about the theme because I've released for a while. Give it up the toast. Right.
Thank you.
Sorry, I hashed out them. Yeah. So just everything I've just said, but now. Yeah.
Right, who's going first? You got a knife and fork?
Fuck yeah, it. Knife and fork. I'm going to dive in because I've had a cup of soup.
I'll dive in a little bit, yes. So I might just...
Arborio, what's it called? Arborio rice.
We should cut it, Joe, so we can see the insides.
Parmesan, mozzarella, Italian seasoning, just as it comes, parsley, lots of parsley, arrabbiata base at the bottom, which is good for it. Veggie stock.
Smells good.
Not chicken stock, bit of veggie stock, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Mm.
Pepper, salt, bit of this, bit of that.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Is it the same?
Mm. Yeah, fucking true, you know what I mean? Mm.
It's
nice.
Great, wow.
Emily made the balls because I'm a bit small, you know, a bit slow at that, so she did that.
That was heartbreaking.
Yeah. No, I'm quite slow in that, like, sticky hands, lovely, you know what I mean?
Great crisp.
What did you fry it in?
Just fucking deep fry it.
Nice. Yeah, you can tell it's deep fried, but it's really nice.
That's what you want it though, isn't it?
That's great, yeah.
You're not eating.
Try some of that pomodoro with this.
That was the best thing I've tasted from what you've cooked.
Thank you. Well, I've only cooked one other thing and it was just fucking, again, parmesan. Quite parmesan based to me on the slider, you know what I mean?
Parmesan's boss.
Wow, should I have a go for another bite?
I'm not having any of them. I had fucking about 10 of them last night, so you just...
There was a fucking half of them.
Yeah, I'll have another half.
Oops. It's really good.
Thank you.
Have you explored other arancini insides?
No, but to be honest with you, I'll do that next time because we've got a bit of a system now. When I first did it, it took me like 4 hours because you have to wait for the risotto to chill and stuff. And you know, but
wait,
I reckon now I can try.
To settle.
Yes.
Great.
Fuck off, risotto. I don't know why
well
I said
done.
That.
No, yeah, it was really good.
Nice one. So there's another bowl there if anybody wants it. So yeah, bit of arancini. Hope you all enjoyed.
I actually really do enjoy it. I'm going to give that
actually
firm 8.
Right, 8. Okay, off. Yeah. 8.5, I'll take that.
I'm going to give you a 9.
9, thank you. Number 9.
Do you know why? Because I think, you know, the coating. Did you use panko breadcrumbs?
Yes.
Very good.
It's hard to get that right, isn't it?
It was good. Really good. Crispy, delicious.
Tasty.
Really nice.
I feel like I'm going to give 8.5 as well. I feel like 8 was a bit harsh.
All right.
When I saw really, you at really the freezer aisle at Tesco the other day.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Tesco.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
I don't know why Tesco made me laugh. It's just like, yeah, really, really
that's,
good.
That's it.
Well
really
done.
Nice, man.
I might explore some, like, what you say, spinach or something other. I mean, Nduja would be good.
That's why I give it, I think, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted a little a surprise in the middle, but
a little hit of summer.
Being fussy there, aren't I? Mm. It was still
good.
Delicious and really
personal
nice.
Personal preference, isn't it?
That was really good. Really nice.
Yeah. Thank you all.
Keep it up, man.
Very good.
Go on, you finish that off and give yourself a score.
I'm okay. Honestly, I had about fucking 10 of them last night.
Did you?
That was just my,
what do you,
that
what do you pair them with anything? Do you have them at the start? Or is that your main?
Just fucking have a load of
nice.
That.
Yeah. Have you explored the giant arancini ball?
That's what we do. So we put two or three of them into one roll, a big one, and put it in the middle.
Mm. Oh, so you got like a master ball.
So it's like it's like a main
master ball.
A bowling ball in the middle.
Right, and then yeah. And then it's little balls.
Yeah, yeah.
There's an arancini pyramid as well, isn't there? Have you seen them? No. Like the traditional, like Sicilian. It's not a joke, this. That's
Sicilian.
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 You never know where you're going with it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Mm. Nice.
Well done, Miles.
Yes. Congrats.
Swiftly moving on.
Oh, let's give Miles a round of applause.
Thank you. I'd like to thank myself.
Well done. Kiwi.
Kiwi, Emily. And that's it.
Oh. Nice.
Fantastic.
Right. Moving on.
You got it.
Bloody, how is everyone?
Bloody fantastic. Oh,
brilliant. Yeah.
Good, right. good week. You've had a busy few days, haven't you, Chaz?
Yeah, Chaz.
Go on, take it away, sir.
Travelling with
Chaz. I always
feel
like, you know, when we pre-podcast,
pre-fat
I always feel like I shoot my load too early.
Excuse me?
And I give away all my
secrets.
Podcast. Do you know what I mean?
What, before we actually record
and,
it?
And when we record it, I'll say it again. It's like it's scripted. And the reaction's like, no way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I constantly come in and go, Chaz, shut the fuck up.
But no,
I wasn't here, so...
I'll summarise.
Speak to me.
Cheltenham Festival. Not a massive horse racing fan, but managed to blag two tickets thanks to the Green Room experience.
There we go. He's got his fix in there.
He's earned his 50 quid.
Thread of emails on your phone for that bit, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, really not.
I'll give you a mention on the podcast.
A couple of hundred listeners, yeah. Yeah, Cheltenham Festival. Went down Thursday night, stayed in a beautiful little village called Painswick.
This is, sorry.
The jewel of the Cotswolds.
Nice. Crapper nice. Toilets.
That was in Cheltenham.
Oh, sorry.
And we decided to stay a couple of extra nights as well. And
oh, did you?
Get involved. Drove back yesterday. Went straight to Old Trafford. Won't mention the result, but...
oh, dear.
Yeah. And then went to Echo and the Bunnymen at the Albert Hall, which was...
You had a busy weekend, didn't you? A long weekend.
A busy weekend, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, fun had by all.
The socialite.
And if you're not really into the racing and stuff, I'd highly recommend it.
I'd highly recommend buying tickets at the Green Room Experience.
If you're at the Green Room _... No, it's just a good social event and a good laugh. And
you won, didn't you?
18 quid.
This was actually 18 quid.
I backed the winner on the Gold Cup, which was, it was a given, you know what I mean?
18 quid.
Galopin de Champs, I think it was called.
Put a quid on it.
I was just like, I just put a tenner on it because the price was so low. And I was expecting a big win because the price wasn't on the sheet, the betting slip. Took it to the counter thinking, fucking hell, I'm in here.
A few grand.
18 quid, love.
Sweet.
£2 coin, coin, a fiver and a tenner. Cheers.
Thank you.
Paid for the taxi, you. But anyway, yeah, what's everyone else been up to?
We did a bit of betting last night, didn't we?
Yeah, well, we went to, because it was St. Paddy's Day, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yesterday.
Was it, yeah.
And just fancied going to the local pub, like to, because I was gasping for a pint of Guinness.
Didn't have
so
Guinness.
We went in, they'd run out of Guinness, so that was shite. That's a fucking Moretti.
But then again, it is St. Patrick's Day, isn't it? Everyone's having it.
And then I had a tenner on me, so I thought, fuck it, we'll go on the roulette thing.
Pavarotti.
Made what? It got out to about 16
got
quid.
Got 17 quid. And then
lost
walked
it
out with nothing, yeah.
Walked out with nothing, yeah.
That's the nature of the machine, isn't
but
it?
But we had a good laugh doing it, didn't we?
What do you reckon the machines are saying?
Cover 8-11.
Rigged.
I don't know. I mean, that can't be legal, but then it's rigged everywhere.
I think it's just random. I know, but you don't know what.
But
it's random, but it's going to have,
digital,
it's
gonna
have
mean?
A system, innit?
Even the
physical ones.
Even the even physically, well, even the house always wins, so probably it's probably not that rigged, really, but yeah.
Yeah, so that was good. St. Patrick's Day. We had a good time.
So
you had a good weekend. You too. Weekend, what have you been doing?
What did you do?
Last night we went for a meal.
Where?
Went to Greens.
Oh, ooh, in Sale.
In Sale.
It's lovely, that one, isn't it?
Is that
really
still?
Nice.
I thought it was closing down.
In Sale.
Didsbury's the one.
Didsbury's
closing.
The one.
Oh, right.
It's Sales. Purely veggie, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Went there.
It's Sophia's like a family meal.
Sophia's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
So
yes.
My mum and dad, obviously my sister, and obviously Tom now is.
Default.
Unfortunately sucked into that with us, isn't he?
Yeah, and there's no excuse to get out of it.
Become a Donovan, hasn't he? And then Sophia's mum was meant to be there, but she couldn't make it, bless her.
Oh.
She felt a bit poorly. But yeah, so we Yeah, we've got a great.
I love that little thoroughfare.
I was saying this, they should do that in Merseyway. You know, they just got all rid of the shop fronts and put in all the same shop fronts. If you look up, it's exactly the same.
The 60s
sort of, yeah, like yeah. If they just did that, it's the fact it's all uniform. It looks well smart in that little sales thingy. And yeah,
I planted some plants in the day outside Katie's salon.
Nice. What'd you go cozy. For?
Well, Katie kind of did it. We jet washed the floor because it was full of shit. Do you know what we went for? I got a blossom tree.
Nice. I saw that on Katie's story.
So that was that.
Came mine, didn't you? Used to use a sewing machine.
Which is just put. You know, like just what's the word?
Quite a Victorian day that.
Say that again.
Quite Victorian. Yeah. Sewing and flowers.
Minus the Karcher.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Speaking of Victorian, I went to Quarry Bank Mill.
Oh nice. Yes. What's that saying?
Oh, I love Quarry Bank Mill.
Good. Yeah, I hadn't been for a while and just thought it's nice to walk around.
What? You know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Your first celebrity experience.
The first celebrity experience I ever had was at Quarry Bank Mill.
Fucking great as well.
Who was
Tom.
It again?
Fred Dibner.
Unbelievable.
Who is that again?
He's a steam guy, the steam engine guy. Because they got three steam engines at the mill.
He's got videos on YouTube that he's watched.
He's the guy who flat capped glasses.
He's got climb up from a dead eye.
He used to knock down like the fucking chimneys.
He's
fucking
class. Showing me. Is it good then, Josh?
Yeah, nice. Just looked at old machines.
Nice.
I'm going to Durham Massive.
Were they as you remember them?
Today?
Yeah. I remember crawling under them to clean them.
I'm going down Durham Massive to see.
Do you know what?
I don't. Flowers.
I was Dunham Massive.
Dunham Massive.
I'm saying this to I don't really know anywhere good, you know. They have like a day out.
They have deer there, don't they?
I don't know anywhere good.
What kind of day out do you want?
Just like any, really, to be honest with you. I mean, do you like a nice little like.
You should start local. Have you been. When was the last time you went to Bramall Hall?
It's great in there.
They did it all recently. It's really nice.
Bramall Hall.
Yeah. Little cafe next door.
Little cafe next door.
Now the weather is getting a bit better.
Even if you want to leave the dog and go in the actual hall and look round, do you know what I mean? They've got an amazing plaster ceiling that you can look at. Amazing tapestries. It's actually proper cosy.
Yeah, it's nice.
And it's dead nice. It smells of Christmas in there.
Nice link into somewhat which is just me saying a sentence, but Stockport's been voted one of the best places to live in the Northwest, hasn't it?
The best place in the Northwest.
So, nice. Hall, let's give some recommendations that are good in Stockport.
Bramall Hall's cosy.
Yep. Mainly for me. Anyone else know any?
I quite like it. It's just on the outskirts. It's style.
Right.
The little village there, it's been kept.
That's where you fit in. Cheers.
It's quite Irish potato famine this afternoon.
It's actually, yeah, it is, yeah.
Yes. Are you allowed to say that?
Let's just say it's quite Irish.
Yeah.
Irish.
Yeah.
Beef. Style's good.
Yep.
No, style's nice.
It's been like preserved by the National Trust and.
Well, Quarry Bank Mill. Is that no,
that's,
style,
that's
yeah.
connected to it, yeah. You walk from the mill to the village.
You can do that walk and you can then go up to the top, can't you, and walk next to the runway.
And there's a nice. Pub called The Ship Inn.
But no, I'm trying to think. Well,
I like. The obvious, like Yellow Hammer Coffee's Boss.
Yeah,
I have that on the reg
down there. Lime Hall, Lime Park.
Yeah,
mega day out.
Compostel's quite nice.
Gritstone Trail,
that's good. Compostel, yeah. Etherow Park,
New Mills.
Is that close to Stockport?
Derbyshire.
It's Derbyshire. Yeah, but I mean.
Is it?
That's what I mean.
It's
like
SK though, isn't it?
It's close.
God, I know it's
SK. Isn't it?
If it's half an hour away, isn't it?
That's what I mean. It's SK. I'm saying whatever's SK.
New Mills is more Stockport than Manchester, isn't it?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, there's loads.
Plenty to do.
The town centre, like the new bus station.
Oh, it opened.
Oh yeah, because I've been past today and it was full of people.
Yeah,
and photographers and such.
Actors.
I've got a do negative YouTube, but I've got a spin on it.
Right. Ooh.
Just to change it up. Negative YouTube coming off the wheel. Why do you hate us? So this might fall flat on its arse, but it's kind of our humour. Basically, it's not a negative YouTube comment. I was on YouTube, so it's just a YouTube section.
Okay.
Basically, me and Katie got some jackets a few weeks ago from like a vintage thing, and no offense, they stink like really bad
of
body odor.
Oh right,
but they're old, like they've obviously been worn to death. But they're nice, they're like they're smart jackets. But they just
I thought that would have
they need some TLC.
I don't know.
They've obviously it's been embedded, maybe right. It's been stored, maybe it's who wore it. I don't want to surmise, but don't smell great, and under the pits especially bad. Like real bad naturally. Body odour.
What mine was it?
And so I was obviously Googling and YouTubing best ways to get rid of it.
Mm.
and white vinegar has come up a lot.
Right.
So you meant to soak it with white vinegar.
It cleans a lot of stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah. So obviously I ended up on YouTube just having a quick look at what people did. And I found a video of a guy, you know, doing it.
Get yourself in a pickle.
So I went on YouTube and found this guy. Obviously, I kind of look for, you know, when you're looking for like a tutorial or something to tell you. Yeah. If he's like 20 minutes long, I'll just jib it because I can't be arsed. I want like a quick, like, just quick something, fix. Get to the point. So I found this guy and it's called How to Remove Smell from Clothes with Vinegar. So...
Nice.
So he's just showing you how to do it, basically. It's like right. It's like 40 seconds long.
And now your t-shirt smells like vinegar.
So that's it. That's the video. Oh. And it was the first comment that made me laugh because it's the... So Joe Levinson said, best video on the web. Right. Short and sweet, thanks. So he thinks that's the best video he's ever seen on the internet.
It's better than that's the other one, though, isn't it?
I like that.
Better than the other one that was 20 minutes.
I actually get him.
Best video.
Yeah, best video
that
ever.
That is a fucking statement.
Out of the billions of videos that exist.
Yeah. Like, I was reading it like, how do you think this is the best video?
What do you think?
What are you watching?
It might, do you know what? Maybe English isn't their first language, and it's like a, do you know what I mean? That might be like French or something. Do you know what I mean? Best video ever. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you're saying...
Not to be taken so literal.
So they're French, but they've just mistakenly like said best video. Yeah, yeah.
Best video on the web. Short and sweet, thanks. Not, like you said, it's passion.
Okay.
It's passion,
it's a vinegar passion.
Yeah. You have to have passion.
Best video on the web, though. That was like...
There's the name.
That's fucking hard.
Vinegar passion.
In future, Tom, there's a guy on Instagram called Jeeves NYC, and he's like a...
Did you ask him anything?
Well done. Well done, I was about to.
He's like several generations down, like, I don't know what generation is, of dry cleaners in New York City. And he gives tips and tricks on, like, really short videos on stuff like, you know, really hard stains to get out. And he's like, you need to use this combination or whatever.
Boss, it's cool. Endoscopic.
Well, this...
I'll smell them when I get back, because you meant to do that. And then, obviously, like you said, you put it on a cycle.
Yeah. Did it work?
I don't think it did work. I'm letting it dry out to see if it airs
what
out.
What about if you do material?
It's like a
dry
blazer.
Cleaners.
Right, just, so it's quite take, dense.
So I might need to full on like a full bit of vinegar.
I've stained a blazer before.
With BO?
Yeah.
When you just can't get rid of it.
Stained with BO.
If anyone has got any recommendations, please write in how to remove it.
Why have you took it to dry cleaners? They
can say they'll be able to do it. It's going to have to be soaked to fuck, yeah.
Have you...
I just thought I'd share
that. I was thinking, well, link to that. What do you think the best video on the internet is for you?
Oh, well done, Joe.
What goes on to your head?
Everyone's best YouTube video.
I...
depends.
We were talking before about the Dick and Dom thing.
Yeah.
Before the podcast, when he brings in
the pony.
He goes, would you like a pony? She's like, yeah.
You know what, can I find it?
Because it'll be really hard to find it. He pulls it in. It's fucking...
It's so harsh,
it's so genius. It's how... And he goes, would you like that? And she's like, yeah, yeah. And she thinks she's going to get it. He goes, well, you're not. Take it away. And just goes, ha, ha, ha. Just laughs in her face.
Straight in her face.
Hang on, it's so brutal.
Let me find it, one sec.
It's fucking hilarious.
I think the videos that I would have found for on YouTube are either deleted or should be deleted. So, don't know.
Sorry, let me scrub and find it. We can cut this out.
I like... There's a few, like, and I love that thingy guy me and you keep sending videos of each other to.
It's different. You've got your OG back in the day videos. Like, we used to like that beatbox harmonica video.
Beatbox harmonica was great.
And then there was a guy who was trying to slam dunk a basketball bouncing off a trampoline, and he gets his leg caught in the thing, and he falls off, and he's like, get the medic! Like, and we just found it funny because it was like tragic, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I suppose we were at like the birth of them videos.
I'm convinced I found YouTube before anyone else. I swear down. In
2009?
What year?
In Stockport 06, I found YouTube.
Okay. That is
And I uploaded a video in 06 and no one was using it.
Yeah, yeah. That's old school.
But I've got that theory about Instagram.
You was on it
for
first.
Me. Yeah, I came across Instagram and no one had it. And that's why my name on Instagram is just Joe Donovan.
Yeah, you got one of the first.
Yeah, I was just there early and I was just like...
I was there early and still chose the Birdman Jr. Right, I found this clip.
We believe in ponies.
Oh, what's it called?
Tyson.
And what would you say if we gave it to you?
A big massive thank you.
Well, it might have to wait for another time because that's not yours, it's her, so I'll be going with it. Thank you very much.
Did that just fall out of him, Matt?
One of the comments. One of the comments is just a timestamp to that part saying the funniest thing ever.
that might be my favourite video on the internet.
That's good, that.
It was genius, Dick and Dominic Wunglet, wasn't it? When you look back, even now as an adult,
yeah,
you can look back at it and fucking laugh.
Modern videos in terms of social media, we like that back guy, don't we? Italian back, is that his?
He's fucking so funny.
He does the old man looking for a sugar baby.
Have you seen his fit for going to war?
Yeah.
There's one bit where he goes like, eh, and he like thing changes. It means we always do it to each other. It's fucking. He's funny.
I like the. Do you mind if I play some white noise when he's going to sleep? It's just some fucking ridiculous shit. But he starts laughing in it.
That's such a niche humor.
Like you were saying, the comments on it are just like fair play to fuck, like for just putting up what the fuck you want. Yeah, that makes you laugh. Do you know what I mean? Like. Yeah.
You seen his original videos on YouTube? Just fitness videos.
Really?
Mm. He's fucking shredded.
Fucking ripped. Yeah.
A few of the old ones, Smosh. Do you remember them?
No, Smosh.
The Numa Numa guy. He was good. Chocolate Rain, that was big back in the day.
Tayson Day.
He's fucking ace. That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a really good one. He hits his head into the car.
Yeah, there's a guy fixing a wheel and the guy on a bike smashes into him. That's fucking classic. What's the other? Ronnie Pickering.
He's a legend.
That's an old one now, isn't it? Fucking hell. Yeah.
Ew, me!
Go on, bare knuckle.
We were talking about the bowling guy as well the other day, bowling. Me and Ewan. Have you seen the guy? He goes, who am I am? No, he goes, who am I? I am. Have you seen it?
Yeah, yeah. Is he like a pro bowler?
Yeah. He gets like a strike and stuff. He goes, who am I? He's
proper pumped
like
up, isn't he?
Fucking well weird.
Speaking of videos, I watched a film the other day, if you want to go into that.
Do you know what? This is segueing so well.
Oh, actually, no, it might not be who am Josh I am. It might be... Whoever you think I am. It's hilarious anyway.
So, upon
further
recommendation from
Chase
Charles Desselle, it's The Holdovers.
Skelly told me to watch this.
Actually, I've seen a few films recently. I watched Poor Things as well. And all that. It's some fucking.
I'm watching The Holdovers tonight.
It's really good.
It's so good, man.
Is it a film?
It's on.
What was it?
It's on thingy, innit? It's on.
I watched it on Apple TV.
It's on Apple TV. You can like hire it, can't you, on Apple TV?
Yeah.
That's what Sophia said. Like, what I do, just gonna chill. Well,
Go on, Josh.
Yeah, I shan't. Hire it.
It's what?
That's so American.
Hire.
Lease. I won't go too into detail on that case, but I'll just say it's very like heartwarming and uplifting, but really well shot as well. It's like old film stock kind of vibes.
There was either that one wanted to watch or the other one, which is the complete other end of the spectrum. It's really dark. You know about the house that was next to Auschwitz? And they had a garden. What's it called?
Some Point of View or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Did you watch it?
No, that's the other one. That's the other one. Means feel like, oh, fuck it. Have you heard about it? It's next to Auschwitz, obviously, like the fucking death camps.
Yeah.
It's like the head of the camp's house.
Yeah,
Jesus.
But he's like moved his family there and like.
They have this like idyllic life beyond the walls, just next to it.
Yeah, with like a garden. Do you know what I mean?
That's
beautiful flowers. Yeah,
that's a bit like the Boy in the Striped Pyjamas, isn't it?
Won an Oscar, didn't it?
I think so, yeah, it was up there.
What's that called?
I can't remember what it's called.
Has anyone seen that Anatomy of a Fall?
Yes.
No. Is that good? I want to see that. She's done for killing her husband, didn't she?
That's the premise. Yeah. He's like, yeah. It's interesting. It's like...
Is that the ski lodge thing where...
I don't really know.
He falls off the balcony.
He falls off the balcony, yeah, and he's trying to think... Yeah, it's all right. The thing the Oscars wanted, the dog. We've seen it when they made them paws and like,
oh, yeah, yeah,
fucking
yeah.
class that. It is good. It's like, it's interesting. It's like, it's gripping. It goes on a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's not like thrilling or anything like that, but it's quite interesting. I enjoyed it, but I won't go out of my way to watch it. I really want to watch Dune too.
Sorry to inject in your bit. I saw it the other day. Really good. Really good. Wasn't a massive fan of the first one because it was a bit of a slow burner. And for me, it's like I needed subtitles. It was quite confusing. They used to actually, fun fact, the original in the 80s, they handed out like a leaflet with like what everything means, you know, like all like the different races and stuff in the world.
But Austin Butler plays like the bald-headed.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen it, so.
He's just some mad cousin cunt. He's just some mad guy.
Looking at him,
mad cousin cunt.
He could have chose someone a little bit more suited to that
role.
It was
Sting in the original, that one, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, in the '80s.
Because Austin Butler's like, he's a heartthrob, isn't he?
He's quite sexual as well, his character, in it. He's like licking blades and shit. It's a bit like, I think that might have been why he's
licking blades.
It's good, no, it's
really good.
It's really good.
If I have to compare it to anything, it's like Game of Thrones and Lord of the Rings in space. So
it's a Star Wars.
That's not my cup of tea.
No, it's Star Wars.
But Star Wars.
Yeah, it's good. That's what I mean. I didn't think I'd be that into it until he was like, we should watch it, watch the first one. And I actually did like, because it's like that, but there's a bit more to it. Do you know what I mean? It's not just like.
I've been watching The Gentlemen.
Yes, it's good. Sirloin.
It's good.
Sirloin.
Sirloin, that's where. That's where. Do you know what? You texted me and I know where you got it from now. And I actually didn't get it from there.
Did you not?
But I watched it. No, I watched it like 2 days after I'd put that in my notes, the sirloin thing. It actually came up on, it was on like TikTok or something like that. It came up. And then it's obviously on in The Gentleman. But then I've had some people message me saying, yo, it's definitely that the King did Night, the meat.
But then my Uncle Gary commented on the video.
Oh, did he say it's definitely?
And when my Uncle Gary says something's true,
it has to be true.
It has to be true. He's put, it's absolutely cocking true. There's some debate as to which king it was, and James I, Henry VIII, and Charles II are in the mix.
Wow.
Most probably Charles II after a particularly splendid meal at the Hofton Estate in Lancashire. He was there sorting out a bit of business, wink, wink. I know this because when I was learning to drive a Nino, he was a fireman, we went past the place and the driving instructor told me the fact, bonjour.
So it must be true.
It must be true.
Has to be it.
Yeah.
Speaking of kings, you ever seen King Richard? Will Smith?
No, I wanted to. It's what he won, the Oscar for, innit?
Is that what it was?
Yeah, when he fucking slapped Chris Rock.
It was Jesus. Really good biopic.
Maybe I have
two tennis players, daughters.
Yeah, Serena and Venus Williams. Yeah, I've seen it. He's fucking boss,
isn't it?
It's
ace,
isn't it? She's dad, and he's like dead intense.
Mad guy. Seen that.
It's well good.
It's really good. You like it. Rags to riches.
King Dick.
Boss. But yeah, sorry, Josh. So what would you rate your
holdovers? That's really, obviously, I'm not like a, hence this section, not like a expert
a film critique.
For me, that's really my kind of film.
Is it arty?
Not too arty.
Is it like
no.
You'd watch it as a couple, or is it a bit like
I did? Yeah,
yeah.
And Charlotte fell asleep. Cheers. She's been ill, to be fair. But the shit in it that you'd appreciate, like in an arty way, because
filming,
and I
stuff.
Know about the nerdy things as
well.
Techniques and things like that.
Nice.
That are I'm going to give it a fucking 9.5.
Whoa,
it's fucking great. I loved it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing that tonight then.
Because it's not, there's no huge climax in it, but it's just really heartwarming. But yeah, you'll like it.
There's a great song in it as well by Labby Siffre called Crying Laughing.
Yeah.
Loving.
But and also the.
I think I've heard that.
Oh, it's amazing.
The soundtrack's really good too.
Oh, talking of tunes, I've.
Is it
called
Crying? Never did anyone no good.
I found an absolute rammer this week.
Come on.
Right, it's good.
Fucking bad. It's a band called Say She She.
Oh! They played in town last week.
Did they?
Yeah. Boss.
Fucking.
Played at the Ritz.
Yeah, the Ritz.
I've heard a couple of tunes, yeah?
That one you sent me.
This one. Sissy Bon.
You turn it off because it gets. They block it online.
They played at the Ritz last week.
It's fucking, honestly.
You'll be into it.
It's a fucking
when it
great tune.
In, it's good.
It's a really, really good jam. Mm.
And it's not hard, is it? I'm trying to. I think.
Oh, I've got it. I've got it. It's not hard, is it?
You got it.
Here we go.
You don't need me. I'm going to go for a week. Carry on.
So, this week I've got one.
You got it?
So, you know, I got like my back door. Is my front door.
Excuse
I use
me?
It. I go through the. Thank you. I go through the back. Do you know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah, yeah.
The door handle fucked it.
Just it.
You know the little. You know the pin that goes between. This is so boring now. But you know the pin that goes between the two handles in the door?
Yeah.
That had twisted.
And
I think it's just because we use it all the time. Do you know what I mean?
Been peppered.
Oh, and obviously it got to a point. I had the decorators in last week. And the handle just wouldn't work anymore. Do you know what I mean? Just kept spinning around. So I was like,
fucked it.
So I took it all apart and was like, fucking hell, not had it that long. Do you know what I mean? So I took it down to the people who got a Cookson's Hardware.
Oh, yeah.
In Stockport.
Yeah.
Opposite anyway, Miles's flat. Yeah. Whole flat.
Showed him it and was just like, oh, look, this is like twisted and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the woman was like, leave it with me. Anyway, walks around, goes on, starts speaking in code to some other guy about all these like...
Speaking in code.
Do you know what I mean though? She was like, have we got an LT5-3? Do you know what I mean? Stuff like that. Anyway, comes down, bang, two of them, brand new. There they are. Grub screws. Didn't have any grub screws, but she was in the box. She managed to find three grub screws because only needed three. There's the grub screws as well. I was like, oh, fine. Do you know what I mean? We were in there a good like 10, 15 minutes. Do you know what I mean? She was rooting around everywhere. Got it all, put it on the side. Went, oh, what's yours? Nothing, love. You have them. They're out the bits and bobs.
Not hard, is it?
It's not
isn't
hard,
that
is
the
it?
Same place where your ego is?
I was just going to say, that was Howden. Literally.
There's something about that.
Do you want to know something really spooky about that?
Go on.
The exact same thing happened to me.
When?
Grub screws for free at Cookson's Hardware.
The fuck?
When I was doing my house up.
Really?
Yeah. Riveting.
Grubberton.
Nice. I like that. It's an old fashioned, just a straight up, it's not hard.
You were with me, weren't you? And at the same time, we bought a load of blue roll and toilet roll for the yard.
Because they had it in batch. I was like, is this for sale? She said, yeah. I was like, I'm having it.
Sold.
Interesting.
Why did they make blue roll blue?
I don't know. I think just to name it.
Is it because if it's in food or something, you can see it? You know, because blue is quite an unnatural, occurrence in food.
Could be, blue was in, could blue, be, you're onto something there.
Blue was in the corner thing, now, feeling sad.
Red roll.
Blanket.
What?
Red roll.
I'm just trying to imagine it was something else.
Yeah, well, meats.
Is it because it sounds like loo roll?
Blue roll.
Don't know. I used to work in a kitchen as a kitchen porter, so I've ripped off a fair few shares of my blue roll in my time.
You always every time, like, well, not now, but when you used to be pissed or anything like that, you know, if like the kitchen needs washing, I was like, I'm not arsed, I do it. I used to work in a kitchen. Sid scoop shit out of his hands.
Yeah, your hands aren't fucking, you can't get stained.
You can take
really,
a
can
lot
they?
Of shit, your hands.
Yeah,
can't
they can. Yeah, I didn't use, I'd never wore gloves either. My hands were all fucking cut and everything hanging, just not
my hands are from climbing.
Had some fucking amazing stories from when Tommy was a KP at Viet Shack.
There he is, Tommy Harrison
again. And there was this one guy, and obviously they get like a lot of raw meats and stuff coming in on the boards and knives and what have you. And I can't remember, it was either, basically this guy started fucking pissing himself with laughter, and Tommy, you know what he's like, he cackles, doesn't he? Because this raw chicken went in this guy's eye. It was either his eye or his mouth, but I think the funniest thing was that it went in his eye, and he just wasn't arsed, wiped it out and carried on.
Wow.
I'd have to seek like psychiatric help if it happened to me.
I'm with you on that.
Should we tell the Ashen story?
Oh, the
We never told the Ashen the origin of why we use Ashen so often.
Yeah, I don't
know. I don't know if I've heard this, you know.
That's why we say Ashen all the time.
Do you know what? There's quite a few jokes that I'm not privy to, you know.
Really?
Yeah, just because I don't...
You don't get on them?
I just don't pay attention to stuff sometimes, I don't think. You know, like, I don't seek to know why.
The source.
Do you know what I mean? I just take them for what they are.
Yeah.
Ashen, no, I don't know where Ashen come from.
Chaz, care to...
He's in the studio, wasn't he, Liverpool?
I've always used the word Ashen for some reason, I don't know why.
I'd never heard of it until
it
you
means, for those of you don't indie. Know, it means like a really like...
Pale.
Grey white.
Yeah, like you look like you're going to die, basically,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I would take from it.
Which I often do.
When we was doing the third record in Liverpool, we used to go to Leaf for a bit of lunch, me and nice. Josh, didn't we? Mm-hmm. And this particular week, they had a bubble and squeak on, but it was with chicken thighs, right? Uh-huh. And
used to be very tasty before you fucking said what you said.
When we sat opposite each other, I know Josh has got like a bit of a phobia of
not
food.
A bit.
Being sick from food and stuff.
Yeah. Emetophobia.
Me and Josh share that anxiety.
Yeah.
And towards the end of the meal, I was like kind of pushing the chicken around. Josh had already finished like half of his chicken, so I considered it quite funny to just go, fucking hell. Doesn't seem right, this, you know, Josh, this chicken is a bit fishy.
Yeah, it's a bit slimy, that. It's a bit fishy. And then what happened?
He went Ashen.
In seconds, though.
Like, the colour just went from it.
But bear in mind, though, so we had to take
It wasn't then, you were just winding him up?
No. I did think it at first, but then I was like, oh, it's thigh meat, it's near the bone, it's dark, whatever.
It is what it is.
And then... I felt so bad because I got back to pastry. You must have got back there before me.
Oh, in seconds.
And I got in the kitchen and Joe was like consoling him.
because I feel his pain.
You know the pain there.
Joe was like hugging him in the kitchen. I thought, what the fuck have I done?
Well, the thing is, what made it worse was that we were finishing up doing something at Park Street.
That's fucking off.
Really
that,
cruel,
man.
Isn't it?
That's
sorry.
So off it.
But do you not remember that night we had to do a 3-hour drive somewhere? I think we were going down to that caravan thing or something.
You thought it was going to come on, didn't you?
Yeah, so I was like, well, fuck me, I'm going to like be
ill,
clinically ill here. So that, yeah. But
you should never joke about food poisoning because, yeah.
Well, it's bad, isn't it? Do you know what's funny? This is just a side note. It's come to the point now where I haven't got a good memory, but it's my long-term memory that's not good. Short-term, past 5-6 years, can remember stuff. But now, because time has moved, time has moved.
The amount of people we have in the dressing room and that, and you're like, oh, nice. Are you nice to meet you? It's like, we met him like 7 times. Like,
I've been working with you for 8 years.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah.
Connie.
Stories like that, I was probably there, but don't remember now because it's in my long-term memory. So I've just forgot. I've got 5 years of hard drive space in my head. It's gone. Speaking to Emily about something, and she's like, do you remember that when we first got together? I'm just like, no. I just don't remember anything now. So what is that? What is that? What is that?
Remember that piece of quiche I had in Vienna?
Weed damage.
Jesus Christ.
I haven't told me where to be, Charles. Others, though. Mm.
You're quite photographic, aren't you?
With you're really good with stuff like that.
Yeah, I think I associate memories to dates and times of the year.
And then
I work backwards from the event very fast. So say you went, what gig was it? And I'll be like, I remember this, and then I get there. I don't just remember the date off the top of my head.
What was the date that we recorded Unfaithful?
Recorded Unfaithful?
Recorded in Park Street.
Well, we'd have been recording it in 2017.
Yeah, go on. Give me
a date. We was writing it. We was at a festival on the tour bus. And I think it was in Europe, the festival. So upstairs in the back lounge. You got GarageBand out. And we made the demo on GarageBand of the song.
Yeah, yeah.
But we would have recorded the song like weeks after that, so the sessions were over that summer, so it could have been like July 2017. That would be my like rough guess.
I can't do that, I'm
so shit. Dates is my
next point.
I'm
wank
at dates.
But it's useful.
Kate goes, do you remember that conversation we had? And I'm like, no. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I don't know why I can remember. Like, it doesn't really get me anywhere.
Memory's interesting.
Being able to remember that shit, like, you ask me something now, and we play this game, then it's fun. But
My short-term memory's shocking, innit? You'll all agree on that.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell, yeah.
Yeah. Drum that. Or I can pull out a fucking bloke's name.
My short-term, I started saying it again.
Yeah. Dude, the amount of times we've had like meetings or something, and Chaz is in the room and we've spoke about something like, oh yeah, this is that, and then we stopped and Chaz goes, just brings up exactly the subject we've been speaking about. We're like, we've just been ADHD. Speaking about it.
I think that's like if you're not fully like giving all your attention to the conversation, you might slip off for like 10.
I slip off regularly.
Yeah, like that's when you miss like an important bit. And
yeah,
then
you're very, very literal though as well.
Yeah, too literal.
That's your thing. This is funny.
Remember that time at Leaf on Bold Street with the ash and chicken?
Well done.
Well done, well done.
Should we do a quiche head in Vienna?
Go over it again. When did we do in Faithful?
Don't let it be you, Chaz.
Well, I do feel like I've slipped it sometimes, Miles, recently. I feel like I don't always remember things as well as I did. But
well, at least we've got 20 hours of us to remember our past. Now.
With 20 episodes. Oh,
this is the 21st, isn't it? Do you know we're in our, 40s? Not far off. I was joking.
Bollocks.
Be nice to watch it back. I don't know what I'm fucking saying.
What would you do? What would you do?
Hypothetical.
Not the usual type. This is
the usual shite.
This is a cute. Yes, thank you. This is usually. This is something I think you'd be into.
You've got.
If you could delete one item from existence, what item would you delete?
Delete an item. Get rid of it.
When you say item.
So there's a thing that exists. It's patterned up, but it's there. Like a mouse.
It could be, yeah.
Right.
Oh, you could delete something like that.
But it's gone. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Then no one remembers it. It's gone.
Guns.
Wow. But, yeah.
But you still need them for other things, just not humans.
Why? What?
Pest control.
Guns, pest control.
They're not the reason why we are the apex predator, are they? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah. These
spears.
Spears
will do, won't they?
Yeah.
No, you're right. Guns would be a good one to
That's
abolish.
A really good one, that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Sorry, mate, what was the question?
I'm trying to think of like really annoying things.
There's a few, even cigarettes. Fucking, I wish I'd never started smoking.
They're pointless. They are very pointless. Have you seen what goes into a cigarette? Have you seen like how they fucking package it and like all the crazy. Guns, cigarettes, delete.
Charlie, what would I get rid of?
Don't delete the kisses.
Shoes.
Great team.
I'm just joking. It's the fact you made yourself.
Quite hard, that one.
It is, because it's
quite hard.
Trying to think of things.
I don't know. What annoys you? Do you know what I mean? What could be better?
The recorder.
I know what I'd get rid of.
What?
Dust.
Fucking hell, it's a good
dust.
One, that.
Fucking hate
fucking,
it.
Yeah,
I find myself just cleaning the house 24/7.
Yeah.
Just fucking spot. Wiping dust up all the time.
Yeah. Especially when you're doing work on the gaff, like.
An EDF. Your bills have increased because I'm using the Uber that much.
Because of the dust.
We've decided to change your direct debit.
Your balance is below zero.
Plastic bags.
Nice.
Plastic bags is a good one.
That's a good
Joe
one.
Joe does
my
fucking head in.
Here we go. Where are you? Where is it? Okay.
You know what does my head in?
Fucking you. Do you know what does my fucking head in?
What? Go on.
When people leave the fucking poo bags in a tree.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Does my head in.
What do you prefer?
Is that an accident, do you think, though? How do you know they're not coming back round on the walk either? Or have you seen them there for days?
I get that because I do that.
If you're going to go back the same way, you don't want to carry it the whole
time.
Don't
leave it in the tree, though. Just put it on the path. You're more likely to see it on a path. Do you know what I mean? Like, and even if not, you pick it up. I've seen it. There's been some on the path before, a little poo bag. And if I walk past it again, it's still there. I'll just pick it up myself and put it in there. When it's like hung up in a tree and it gets all wet and it starts fucking thingy, it's like, just looks hanging, doesn't
it's
it?
Like it's you like, might as well just leave the dog shit on the ground.
Well, it'd be gone in a week.
I was going to say. What would you prefer? Someone to not pick up their shit or leave it somewhere?
I've said this before, right? If a dog poos off a path, it makes sense. Like, you should walk around with a little trowel or something and just fucking bury it. Do you know what I mean? Just fucking dig a little hole and just scoop it in it and just bury it. Because it'd be gone in fucking like a week.
Yeah.
But when you put it in like this plastic bag that it can take...
Well, you're encapsulating a fucking turd.
Well, I was reading more about about like biodegradable poo bags.
Yeah.
And it says biodegradable.
But they're not,
are they? That's the name of the podcast.
But I was reading about biodegradable poo bags and... It says on them biodegradable, so you think, oh, this will be gone in like, they're not. It just says biodegradable because in like 100 years it'll biodegrade.
Imagine that, though.
They're legally allowed to put it on it.
Imagine though, you toss a turd into a tree in a biodegradable bag and just fucking
drops
the day that it biodegrades, fucking shit just rains on you.
But this is what I mean. It's like it seems.
Where does human poo go?
Wait. I've got a question.
In the fucking river.
This might be obvious. So if you put the shit in a biodegradable bag, the shit can't just get rid of itself.
Might be a bit far.
Does the plastic bag preserve it?
It's like cocooning it, isn't it?
You're cutting off the air, aren't you?
If it's outside in the elements, do you know what I mean? It's like it can just fucking just goes, doesn't it?
Right.
Well,
so
until,
yeah, does my fucking head in.
It is what it is.
Poo bags.
You should definitely clean up after your dog.
I think if your dog shits on the path, 100%, do you know what I mean? No one wants to step in it or anything like that. But I think if you're just responsible, just fucking pick it up and put it in the fucking bin.
Yeah.
Does my fucking head in.
Nah, does it?
Do you know what I mean?
Can you still go blind from dog shit?
That was a proper 90s thing. I remember like white dog shit
It was cat shit.
White dog shit.
White dog shit.
Cat shit was worse, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Cat shit makes you blind.
Fucking smells worse. Right.
Well, this is the other thing. Cats walk about roaming the streets and they shit everywhere they want.
Oh, yeah.
No one picks that up.
Yeah, one shits on my fucking...
Shit in front of your house, isn't there?
Did your mum and dad just used to put a big bottle of water on the front?
To scare the cats away?
Yeah. That was the thing, wasn't it?
Is that
a big Evian bottle of water? like a litre bottle of water, and you fill it up with water and just leave it on like somewhere in the garden. And that was to like deter the cats. Mine did it.
I'm
not the only one. I'm not going crazy. That's the thing.
We had a cat like.
But what is that? What
does
that
make
do?
The cat would be scared of the water or something. I don't know. I've not thought it through.
That's odd. I never heard of
that. The other one was you know, the shiny surface of a CD.
Oh yeah, on a bit of string.
On a bit of string to deter.
I've seen that, and I didn't know what it was.
I thought that was just like
was decorative.
A mobile. I still hear those fucking piercing frequencies that
people, that, like the cat,
you know,
yeah, I hear them.
Boxes that emit this sound, and it's like it goes to my soul.
I hear there's one on the way, but on the walk, I've had to change the route on the way home because there's a house.
It's horrible.
They like go off, don't they? When they sense something,
motion sensor.
And when
yeah.
I walk past it, it goes off, and it's it does my head.
It's a beautiful little fox near mine, you know.
Yeah, I think it must be the same one as me.
Christofferson.
Yeah, they come past mine.
They come
as well.
Past all the time.
Black feet.
Yeah, I've not paid that.
Christofferson.
Really cute.
We feed him at the end of our drive.
Oh man,
class, isn't he?
Would you like to go into any fan questions?
Yeah, that's one point.
Do you want to drop the mouse before? Because it just stops the whole recording. I didn't even fucking realise it's good that, isn't it?
Oh, here we go!
So what did we miss?
This is the bandit. This is the bandit. Thank you.
I've got one here, and it says, bird watching app for Joe.
App?
Yeah.
Oh!
This like is Pokemon Go?
Annabelle. I mean, first of all, I'm sorry. Sorry for letting your guard down, guys. I can't say I enjoy bird watching because I don't know if it's...
What the fuck's wrong with that?
You like what you like.
What's wrong with that, Mr. Cool?
Exactly.
It's fine.
It's gone now, isn't it?
Doesn't matter.
I used to think I was quite cool. Nah, I like to do. I buzz off my walk in the morning, don't I? As you know, I have a rabbit on enough about it. But yeah, someone said...
So there's an app to find the birds.
As you can imagine, there's endless fun to be had, and we have all found it really useful on our South African adventures. No, South American. So yeah, you just put it on this app, and it hears the tweets or the call.
That's impressive.
Oh, that's
and it locates it. Yeah,
Shazam for the birds.
That's it. Yeah.
Very good.
I mean, fucking hell, she's found a toucan.
They should call it Twitter now.
Nice.
Do you know what I mean?
Nice.
So it'll locate the ones in Stockport and be like, that's a pigeon.
Yeah, that she
I've heard something about her parrots.
That's a disease-ridden pigeon.
An alarm goes off, like, stay away.
Yeah. Side note, you'll know this. Haven't some parrots come into the circulation in the UK now or something?
Parakeets, Bramall.
Is that what it is? Yeah. They've come out of nowhere, aren't they?
The exciting news on the walk today was there's been an otter spotted in Happy Valley.
Ah, that's
in the river.
Nice.
So that's it now. I'm going to be like fucking buzzing.
Hanging out with the otter.
There's a woodpecker I've not seen, but I can hear.
Excuse me?
Honestly, I'm walking through and it goes duh, 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 on the wood like ba 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 ba.
Rhythm.
I can hear it and I'm like, I really want to see it. Yeah, no, it's got unbelievable rhythm. It's always quite triplet.
If a bird's singing,
you find the rhythm of it.
I
do that when I'm walking anywhere. My brain starts making rhythms, but it's to the point where it's like it's ruining my day.
I do.
Because I'm honing in on it.
I do with my fucking, what's it called when you turn in a car? I've just completely forgot the word.
Indicator. Yeah.
I do.
You're imploding.
I do my indicator all the time, and I switch from like a soaker to like double time, and it's like...
It does my fucking head in.
It is. It's a curse, isn't it?
It's a curse to be... musically blessed. So it just says, first a Tesco sign, now this.
Oh,
this is from Daniel Lowry. This isn't theft, though, I don't think. So, hi, lads. Walking through Merseyway the other day. That's unfortunate. I noticed your picture has been taken down from HMV's window.
Oh, has it?
Oh, have we gone?
Sad times.
Oh, it only lasted 2 years.
Yeah, and then it says here, a few episodes ago, Joe mentioned that he doesn't use shower gel and goes for soap instead. Would it be too boring to go through... To go through someone an episode? If so, drop us an email with some options, as I'd love to explore some good soap. So Joe, please.
Do you know what? There's only one soap. It's Heckles.
Corrie.
Wouldn't you say it's Corrie?
Well done.
Exfoliant.
Yeah, the Heckles one is very, very good. So
cracking.
I'd say go on Heckles, and I can't remember what it's called. It's called like the C block or something like that, but
I've got one here.
Good soap.
If you don't mind. Please.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
This is an email from Johnny Murray. Arise, sirloin of beef. The Hawksmoor special.
So he's talking about my bullshit from last week's episode.
And I thought I'd seen it before. On the back of the Hawksmoor menu, it says Arise Sirloin of Beef. It tells you the origin of the King Knight.
Oh, on the back?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, we love fucking Hawksmoor.
We've
never
seen it before.
I might be going today. They have offers
really?
On Monday, don't they?
Oh. Cheap.
Yeah.
But yeah. Sorry. It's just that. Cheers, Johnny.
I've got one here. It says, Oliver Connor, your wretched fate. Hi. You said on the last podcast that you didn't really like playing Wretched Fate, and I wanted to know why. I love all your music and the podcast too. Also, please play it. I just imagined you at Wivenshaw Park, as I am desperately hoping to go. Thanks. So, Wretched Fate, I mean, Well, it was like a B-side
on
an EP.
You
want
the fucking Jesus, yeah.
I'd written a song and we needed songs to make up an EP, and that just went on there. And we recorded it on the computer.
We got sent an email saying we need 3 more tracks for an EP in 5 days. And we were on the way to Paris, and it was basically just me and a laptop for just 2 days, just fucking... We recorded it really quick at your uncle's old studio, didn't we, Chaz?
Yeah, like in one night. And then,
but like the drums on that are MIDI, they're not even fucking recorded them. It's all quantized.
Do you know what? If we were to get in the room and jam it, like, it's not, I don't think it's a bad song.
No,
I
think it's like the riff... It just wasn't done, was it, properly?
It just wasn't executed probably to its... But the riff's pretty cool. But it just wasn't executed probably to its full potential, I would say, because of... the restrictions
but
we
to
had.
Be fair, loads of our tunes back then were done in that way.
Cross
the Moor, that sounds good. Cross the Moor,
like that has more of an R&B.
That's like it's less
Bambi,
isn't it?
Richard Fate was meant to be fucking Morrissey or something. Like it doesn't sound like that. Do you know what I mean? And I just imagined you at Withenshaw Park probably won't get played. I'm sorry. Just because.
But then again, you don't know.
I know for a fact. Only because we'll have probably new music in.
We've had an exciting
last week. Put the after acceleration the podcast on, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Everything. Yes. Don't want to give away too much, but we've got an exciting couple of weeks coming up.
This is right up my alley. Fantasy football blossom names.
Boss, I like these.
Starting off with Pure Pep.
Nice. Obvious. That's Joe's team.
I'm going to struggle knowing what these mean.
Harry Kuehl.
That's nice. Good.
Is it Boney, that? Boney
Wilford
Sweet.
Boney.
Yeah. Benrahma Holy Days.
Blown Danny Rose.
Nice.
Romance Eze.
Romance Eze is good, yeah.
This one's really good. Grealish Loving Spaces.
That's good, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I like that.
Shaz, next one.
I'm just going to pick this my favourite one out. I don't know why I like it. At most stupidest.
That's class.
Torre was a friend of mine.
These are really, really good.
Yeah, that is
really good.
What's that? What's this one here? It says, "Cheers, lads." Who's that? Oh, sorry. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell.
I've got one here. Christ. A question, a set list, and some ramblings from E. Curran. This has literally come in half an hour ago.
Oh, nice.
Hi, lads. Hope you're all good. Love your music and the podcast. I've only been listening to you guys for a couple of years. I kept hearing Charlemagne when I was in my son's Charlie's car, and I asked who sang it, and that was it. I gave my son his love for 80s music as he was growing up, and in return, he gave me you. He said it was nice to repay the favour. We're at Castlefield Bowl
last year, which
was amazing, and we're coming to Withenshaw in the summer. Can't come quick enough. You really do make a difference to people's lives. My son is a paramedic in Manchester, and listening to you on his way home helps him decompress after a stressful
day.
That's
nice.
My question is, do any of you have any quirky habits that the other guys find funny or that does their head in? For example, mine is odd numbers. I can't have the TV or the car volume on an odd number. It drives me mad. Also, if I was to eat a packet of Smarties, I would get them all out, line them up by colour, eat all the extra ones till I had the same amount of each colour, then eat them row by row till I had one colour left. That sounds like OCD, E. Curran.
Yeah.
Just going to throw that out there. The other bits are kind of like odd quirky habits, like with the volume you can get away with, but like the lining up of the Smarties is full on, isn't it? It is.
I suppose it depends how often you're eating Smarties.
Yeah,
true. It's a good OCD.
They made it a day out, haven't they? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I have to go on stage second. Does that do anyone's head in?
Do you still do that?
Yeah.
What was that again?
Go on stage second. You have the same joke every time. Is,
weirdly though, that's forced me into your thing because we have jokes now because I always go on first now because to take the piss out of him because I always go like, right, I'm going on second.
Yeah, yeah. So Josh points at me and goes,
but we do it like it's everyone, we have the in-ears in so we can't hear anything.
Yeah.
So it's just us going. Well, he's like, it's like sign language.
Or like pretending to force each other on, like push. But now if we don't do that,
yeah,
so
that's like a nice ritual.
Like sometimes if we're in a rush, me and Josh will just point at each other.
See,
and go,
that's another them weird things that you don't always get on.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never got on that. But yeah, before I go on stage, I just like to pace on my own.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of my vibe.
It's I'm trying to think
weird
what
habits.
Thing,
I'm trying to think
on the tour bus or anything like that. Is there anything?
Josh always laughs at me because I always walk with my hands behind my back and like observe things.
Yeah, I think you've probably got some habits, haven't you? That and it doesn't do my head in by any stretch of imagination. I find it endearing. the supplies. You've always got
Josh's bunks was full of like.
Not
tote
even
bag.
Anywhere.
No,
like,
it used to be. Not
Josh
anymore.
Always got a tote bag with some bits in it, and it's always like, "What have you got in the bag, man?"
Shall we see?
What's in it today?
Yeah, you'll buzz
like,
off this.
That's like, yeah.
Get on this.
What's in right. your bag? Go on.
So I've got some Advil painkillers.
That's really American, that.
Yeah. Medical tape, man.
Why? What? Like, keep going. Because this is interesting to me now. Are you preparing for something? Is it like worst case scenario in your head?
Nasal spray.
I need some of that.
Fucking
this because I've got allergies, so I have to use this.
Keep going.
You're only supposed to use that once a week, you know. It's fucked.
No,
I
prescribed.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah. I've got I've got a thing with my nose. Problem with my nose.
Polyps.
This one's not that interesting to you. I've got my wallet, some keys.
I love that.
A hotel key card. Don't know why else in there. And you'll buzz off this, another tote bag.
What's in that one?
It's empty, that one. But there's no purely food in this one. But yeah.
So yeah, you I would say Josh is probably the leader of fucking the quirky habits.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys.
But
I'll take
that.
We
do definitely do all have them.
Yeah,
like,
oh
but
yeah.
I can't really think
what
of...
What was that? Something just fell on my head.
I'm trying to think. Miles, you're quite habitual maybe in certain ways.
Oh, Matt, you've just got a new VR headset actually, haven't you?
So my habit is buying pointless shit.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I go through some phases, mate.
Miles has
some
hobbies.
I've got an observation of just something, of how you do something.
What?
You know, we used to laugh about that video of how quickly you're changing the pedals.
Yes.
When you drive... So say if you're at the lights and you've got your handbrake on, you're being neutral, and then as the second it goes to amber, you go. Do you know what I mean? Like it's so quick. Like going from the handbrake to into first gear is so quick, and then it's just off.
Is it good?
Do you still put your handbrake on at the lights?
It's just very you.
No,
lame.
Why?
No, I'm joking.
I'm not lame. I'm safe.
You are safe.
Right.
With that, I was gonna say something else.
That's a good question. That though,
it was. I enjoyed
that. Yeah, that was
set list bit, but it's just.
Do you know what? Let's end it on a high.
We met someone yesterday. Not yesterday at City, didn't we? We met Man versus Food.
Oh, me and Joe. Yeah.
Oh, what?
He was at the game.
That guy.
Joe's got his number.
Really?
What do you know? Yeah.
The American guy.
The American one.
Yeah, the American.
Is he still going?
No, he's a UK.
Yeah. We met Man versus Food at the City game. We did a pitch side interview with him. And yeah, he was a really nice guy. And he was like...
He's got a show on... We're promoting him now, aren't we?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Discovery Plus or something in UK. So he's going around tasting UK food.
Because he says that UK food gets like a bad stick, but it's really
what
nice.
I call it and all this. And he's like, yeah, yeah.
Fucking can I have a machine if he wants, you know what I mean?
No, yeah. Do you know what he was saying though? He was like...
Man versus MK food.
Well thingy, like very American. Afterwards, he was like, I'll come on tour, I'll cook for you. I'll come backstage, I'll cook for you backstage. I was
we
like...
We haven't the budget.
He said he'd do it.
Does he cook? I thought he just ate.
Well, I think he used... So I think it started off with him just...
Do you know what I mean?
No, yeah, I think he started him just nailing load of food, like big portions, that was his thing. But then he turned into a bit of a food critique.
Nice.
Fair play.
He was one of like the first food bloggers, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was like that
video
thing,
bloggers.
Yeah, thought it was interesting.
Well, we'll leave you on that then.
Thank you.
Is that a clang? Not really. Name dropping? Not really.
What's a clang?
That's what you say when you're like,
Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, all right. Check number one fan here.
You got his book.
Got all the DVDs at home. Season 3, Texas.
If you would like to speak to us, actually not speak to us.
If you'd like to send a question.
Send it to.
Do you want that? BosswordsPodcast@gmail.com.
See you later, bye.
Bye.
You
got it.
Blossoms HQ.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.